Love Talk Radio. All right, welcome to Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, and I'm psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced. That's Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. That's a little bit of theme music there for us, and I'm excited. Mr. Mayfield actually was a family friend. I grew up with his kids in Markham, Illinois, believe it or not. So I feel, you know, very much akin to that music. But the message of that, Move On Up, and that is what we're doing, moving on up as we are embracing Reigning with God. And in today's program, what I want to talk about, and I've been away for a while, so if I get excited, please understand. But, and again, let me just share my introduction. This is Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. And the sole purpose of my ministry in my life is to teach the principles and the precepts of Jesus, that people can live empowered lives, that people can be able to walk in the fullness of God and, if you will, reign with God. Because that's what life is all about, folks. And that is what today's message is. It's about living life fully, living life fully. Now, I want to be able to ask you the question, are you really living life fully, or are you just existing? I've realized, and I write about this in my book, Power, Faith, and Living, about how we, many of us, our spirits have been crushed because we have just simply, as children, people said, get over your silly dreams and ideals. The challenges of life came. We've allowed fears, and we've allowed others to define us. And so, therefore, for many, we have stopped living. We allowed our spirits to be crushed. And, folks, that's not what life in Christ is all about. And notice I says life in Christ, because it's very important for you to realize, folks, that you reign with Christ. You know, there's so many scriptures I want to get into today. So get your Bible and let's go on a journey. And I'm going to really break down what it is to truly live. I want to do this in 2 seconds of what it means to truly live, for us to truly walk in the fullness of God and walk in all that He has for you, folks. Because let me just share. There is so much that God wants to do in us and through us and even as us. There's so much that God wants to manifest, and all He's waiting on really is us to do what we are supposed to do. And so, you know, and so I want to get into this now, and we will be able to really just walk in the fullness of God. Now, let's go to the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and 10th verse, and I'm going to use this as a reference. And so I'm going to be coming back and forth to this basic reference as to, again, living life fully. So in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse says what? He says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life, and have life fully. Have life more abundantly, one translation says, right? First of all, we got to deal with this idea of life. Well, what is life? Life is, in the Greek, zoe. It is a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful, with resources. One writer called it a God kind of life. And you've heard me minister on this before. But I want to, again, emphasize that life, this life that we have been bequeathed, this gift that we have is a life that is supposed to be meaningful, purposeful, with resources. You know, it's amazing. This is the life, again, that Jesus shared for us that we would have. Now, you know, when we go and we talk about the teachings of Jesus, we talk about, you know, all that Jesus is, I believe, and I believe this with my whole heart, that we've gotten so caught up in the religion about Jesus, quoting Eric Butterworth, that we have forgotten person of Jesus or the principles of Jesus. Matter of fact, let me put it another way. Dr. Murdoch says that we have gotten so caught up in the person of Jesus that we've forgotten the principles of Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. The person of Jesus is important. That is where we talk about salvation and we embrace the salvation of God in our lives, being redeemed and being saved to a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful. And we get excited about all that God did for us. That's the person of Jesus. But yet we also have the principles of Jesus, which the principles of Jesus talks about the prosperity, the abundance, how we can live in love and have great health and happiness and success, prosperity and abundance, and manifest the kingdom of God. Matter of fact, we can't manifest the kingdom of God if we are not operating in the principles of Jesus. Now, to embrace life fully, first of all, let me share this. You've already got life. It is a gift. It is freely given. It is freely given. But we have not learned how to operate in the principles of life, that life can be enriched, meaningful, purposeful, with resources. And so that is why we look at life, say, well, really, this is about existence, and we just simply exist because we have never really embraced the principles of life, the principles that Jesus had shared of how life is supposed to be. And I know that many would agree with me in terms of that. Now, let me share this because, you know, we have embraced a philosophy, if you will, that life has to be arduous and hard and that you always have to go through something. One person said it this way, you know, we have embraced a teaching and a theology that we got to go through hell to get to heaven. Well, that's not the idea that Jesus shared for us. Again, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. The enemy is about going through hell and high water. I've come, he says, that you might have life and have that life abundantly. But why is it that we have embraced the philosophy of sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground, I'm going through, the devil is on my track, I nail down one board, another one pops up. Why is that? Because I dare suggest it's the human race consciousness that shares with us that is the way life is supposed to be. Well, folks, you know what? 15 minutes goes by really quickly. My time is winding down. But let me share this. I'm going to pick this up a little bit later. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, and we're going to talk about why we have embraced this hardship of why life is so hard and why life is so arduous. But let me share this. If you need more resources, go to my website, krlm.org, K-R-L-M, Keith Russell Lee Ministries.org, and you can be able to get the resources necessary. My books and my study guides are up there and more to be able to come. And if you want to be able to support the ministry, you can be able to do that every week. We ask God for 300 individuals that would be able to sow a seed of $58 with us and become partners with us in ministry so that we can continue to take these teachings across the world and minister to individuals. Well, listen, got to go. But until next time, live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.